Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zibiah of Beersheba. So, just shows how God works with young folks. And the fact that he was only 7 years old was no problem. Just as God worked with Samuel when Samuel was really small, he still ministered to the Lord. Joash did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh all the days of Jehoiada, the priest. Now it was Jehoiada's wife who had saved Joash's life by grabbing him when Athaliah was running around killing all the young descendants, all the descendants of David, King David, whom she could find. And Jehoiada the priest's wife saved Joash and hid him in a chamber in the temple for 7 years. And then Jehoiada risked his life to get everybody ready for a revolution, to get rid of Athaliah, and to make Joash king. So Joash did what was right all the days of Jehoiada. Jehoiada took for him two wives. Now I wonder if that was a wise thing or not. And he fathered sons and daughters. It happened after this that Joash intended to restore the house of Yahweh. He gathered together the priests and the Levites and told them, "Go out to the cities of Judah and gather money to repair the house of your God from all Israel from year to year." But the Levites didn't do it right away. So the king called for Jehoiada the chief and said to him, "Why hadn't you required the Levites to bring in the tax that Moses commanded for the tent of the assembly? For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, had broken up God's house." I think that's why Joash was hidden in a chamber in the ruins, probably, of the temple. "And they also gave all the dedicated things of the house of Yahweh to the Baals." So the king commanded, and they made a chest and set it outside at the gate of the house of Yahweh. They proclaimed throughout Judah and Jerusalem to bring in for Yahweh the tax that Moses had commanded, as he did command that they should pay a tax for the upkeep of the sanctuary or the temple. All the princes and all the people rejoiced and brought in and cast into the chest until they'd made an end. You see that when they went round trying to force the money out of people, well, that sort of didn't work. When they put a chest, a big like wooden box, I guess, and said, "Right, come on, whoever wants to give can give," they got more money. And people rejoiced when they threw the money into the chest. So there is joy in giving. It was so that whenever the chest was brought to the king's officers by the Levites, when they saw there was a lot of money in it, the king's scribe and the chief priest's officer came and emptied the chest and took it and carried it to its place again. Thus they did day by day and gathered money in abundance. So every day this chest was getting full of money. The king and Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the temple. They hired masons and carpenters to restore the house of Yahweh and to repair it. So they restored God's house and strengthened it. When they'd finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada. So they actually gathered too much money, but they were honest with it. And from that money, they made vessels with which to minister, spoons, vessels of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of Yahweh all the days of Jehoiada, that's the priest. But Jehoiada grew old and he died at 130 years old. Now after the death of Jehoiada came the princes of Judah and bowed to the king, to Joash, and the king listened to them. They forsook the house of Yahweh, the God of their fathers, and served the Asherim and the idols. Oh no, how could Joash do that? It's so sad. It reminds me really of how when Rehoboam becomes king after the time of Solomon, the young men come to him and give him the wrong advice. So with Joash, I think it was the same. So it's quite possible that you can believe because of a good mum and dad, a good auntie and uncle, a good grandma or granddad, or someone in your life who maybe brought you to faith, but then they die, or they're off the scene for whatever reason, or maybe you move away, you go away to university, you may be transferred by your employer to work somewhere else. And then where do you stand? And God does that because he removes all those people who are around you, like they're scaffolding, so that you might come to him personally. And this is what he did with Joash when Jehoiada died, and straight away he goes and worships idols. Yet God sent prophets to them to bring them again to Yahweh, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. The Spirit of God came on Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest. He said to the people, "Why do you disobey the commandments of Yahweh so that you can't prosper? Because you have forsaken Yahweh, he has also forsaken you." They conspired against him, and the king Joash commanded that they stone him to death with stones in the court of the temple.
Yahweh me God and notes to a temple of God that's already ruined.
That's right. So Joash the king didn't remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but killed his son. And as he died, Zechariah said, "May Yahweh witness this and require it." Oh, how sad that Joash had his life saved by Jehoiada and his wife. They literally saved him. It was them who'd made him king. And now they're dead. He goes and murders their son. How awful. It happened at the end of the year that the army of the Syrians came up against him. They came to Judah and Jerusalem and destroyed all the princes of the people, these ones who've just come and told Joash, we've just read, that he should serve idols and he'd believed them. So the Syrians come and kill those princes. The army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and Yahweh delivered a very great army into their hand because they'd forsaken Yahweh. When they departed from Joash, for they left him very sick, his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest and killed him on his bed, and he died. So when it says for the sons of Jehoiada, it sounds like he didn't just kill Zechariah, but he killed other sons of Jehoiada. You wonder why the Syrians didn't kill Joash. Why did they just kill the princes? Well, I guess Joash escaped somehow. But God allowed that to happen. And why did he allow that to happen? Because he wanted him to repent. But he didn't. And so his own servants kill him. And those who conspired against him were Zabad, the son of Shimeath, the Ammonites, and Jehozabad, son of Shimrith, the Moabites. So the servants he had were from Ammon and Moab. You can see he was mixing with the Gentiles. Now concerning his sons, this is Joash, and the greatness of the burdens laid on him and the rebuilding of the temple, they're written in the commentary of the Book of the Kings, and Amaziah reigned in his place. What a shame when somebody starts off well, with good spiritual upbringing, with every blessing, with their life saved by God, made king at 7 years old, but turned away from God at the end. Because he got in with the wrong company, listened to the wrong people, and was not grateful. It wasn't just bad company, it was his own lack of gratitude. And his lack, I suppose, of a true love for God, the true God. Because it's one thing to go around smashing up idols, but it's another thing to love God. And the fact that he smashed up the idols, but then went back to worshipping them, I think shows that he didn't really love the one true God.